Do you know that you have two sides to your immune system? A virus gets into your system, you have two sides of your immune system. One side is called, the innate cytotoxin immune system. That's what's in you right now. Cytotoxin means it will, it's toxic to the cells. It's going to go after some cell or something that invades your body. It's going to go after it right away. This system is responsible for immediately destroying the virus before it has a chance to cause an infection. As soon as your body gets it, that particular system is going to go bang after it to try to destroy it immediately. As long as that system, that cytotoxic system, is up to par and strong, you won't develop an infection even if the virus has entered your body somewhere. That's why people with really strong cytotoxic immune systems can be exposed to the virus, never feel any symptoms, never come down with any fever, never have anything. It just comes in, bang, it's destroyed. But when that system is reduced, and why is it reduced? Well, because of stress, lack of sleep, very poor diet, too much sugar, or you're deficient in various nutrients like vitamin D, like vitamin C, like vitamin E, all these nutrients that you're not getting enough of, and you don't eat enough onions and garlic and so on, you'll become deficient. So when that happens, then the toxicity and their hormone deficiency, you also have hormone. When that happens, then the virus has a chance to get into your bloodstream and cause infection. And then when it gets into your bloodstream, your cytotoxic immune system has failed, and now you've got the reaction for your regular immune system. Is now that virus is now trying to replicate itself through your cells. It's trying to spread, get into the blood, get into the tissues where it spreads, and now you initiate the general inflammatory response to infection. The general inflammatory response is fever, chills, sickness, pain. You're now histamine is being released, all these things that are taking place, and now your whole system is now marshaling itself to fight this. Now, it's trying to produce antibodies. Antibodies are what's going to build up if that inflammatory response and that second part of your immune system is fortified, if you've got good amount of calcium, if you've got other things that you're eating, and you're staying away from too much sugar and other things that will infect you, then you'll build up antibodies to destroy it. But let's say you are in a poor condition, and you're in a rest home or a nursing home. You're down, you're not getting enough of the good things to. Then you're going to have either a long, long fight with this virus, a long fight, because now you've activated the inflammatory response, but you're not getting enough fortification. I talked about early on calcium lactate, cataplex ACP from the standard process will help activate and strengthen that inflammatory response. Okay? And then you can build, bring yourself out of it by fighting. It's going to be in fighting. And finally, that inflammatory response and the fighting activates once again, if you can build up your cytotoxic immune system, fighting and destroying that that virus and getting it out of your system and destroying it. So it's a long process if your health and your immune system is down, okay? So we need to keep the immune system strong and up. I'm going to give you some, the medical profession now is recognizing, they have what is called immunologic studies, they can now manipulate the immune system either to reduce your immune system, which they need to do in case of implants or something so that your immune system doesn't fight if you've been, if you had a transplant, you had a heart transplant or you had a liver transplant or something. You may have to reduce your immune system because if they leave it up, your immune system will try to fight that. It doesn't belong here. It doesn't recognize it. And it will try to fight it and drive it out. They also have medications and drugs that will activate your immune system, strengthening it, bringing it up higher so that it will fight even cancer and cancer cells. Now, they're going after this in a very big way, okay, to try to activate these things to using your immune system to fight cancer. Now, they're doing it sometimes with various drugs. There are several drugs on the market that can seem to activate your immune system. And so it'll destroy cancer cells from within, okay? But why not use some of these other compounds? These are natural ways to benefit your immune system, natural ways. Here's one. Would you believe there's an extract of magnolia tree bark? It's called honokioi. Honokioi. It is a polyphenolic compound that exerts neuroprotective properties through a variety of mechanisms. It has the therapeutic potential in anxiety, in pain, in cerebrovascular injury, in epilepsy, in cognitive disorders, including Alzheimer's disease. It has potential benefits of anti-cancer properties, improving your immune system, improving your sleep, treatment of menopause symptoms, and it's a whole bunch of them. And how long does this Hanokioi extract from magnolia tree bark, how long has that been around? It's been used over 1,000 years by different societies, nations, and it will also protect against oxidation and inflammation. Okay, so for general health, sleep, typical, you can look it up, magnolia bark supplement, you can get doses up to 200 to 400 milligrams. You don't want to take it for very long. You want to take it, short time, periods of time. And higher magnolia dosing levels can be given, depend on the individual's body weight and so on, and conditions and treatment. You might want to see a health doctor that knows about this. It's magnolia bark. There's another thing called Xiao Chai Tang. It's XIAO, and that's one word, Chai, CHAI, Tang, TANG, and it's used for, what is it used for? It's a botanical formulation, contains a number of herbs. It's a food supplement, in other words, has a number of herbs to treat the liver, the GI disorders. In animal models, it prevents liver injury. It promotes liver regeneration, okay? And keeps the lipids from being oxidized. It's good for the cells of the liver in every way, okay? You can also use cannabinoids. You know, there are people that use the hemp oil products from cannabis. Turmeric, T-U-M-E-R-I-C. Don't forget that herb. That is a powerful herb. Also, there's a thing called glutathione, G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione. Glutathione is one of the main antioxidants in your body. You have it all over, you have it, but you must strengthen it. You must strengthen glutathione with rich sulfur-rich foods. like asparagus, garlic, broccoli, cauliflower, and so on. Sulfur-rich foods strengthen glutathione in your body. Now, you can actually buy glutathione, that's G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione as a supplement, a food supplement. You can buy them. I recommend that you strengthen it with your with other things. So whey protein helps strengthen it. Onions help strengthen it. So all of this, and glutathione then becomes a strong antioxidant, trying to protect the cells of your body, trying to protect it against all kinds of invasions, strengthening your immune system. You've got a strong immune system. You don't need to fear all this stuff, because your immune system. And how powerful is your immune system? Well, it can cause you autoimmune diseases. The plethora of autoimmune diseases all over the place, from lupus, from this, from that, from arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, from making your hands go like that. It can do all kinds of things to your joints, to your thyroid, to other places. Autoimmune diseases are pandemic nearly. And you need to be careful. You need to strengthen your immune system, but you also, your immune system has to be trained to go after the bad stuff. If you're too clean, there's a theory that you're too clean, it's going to go after you. All right. Propolis. Have you ever heard of propolis? P-R-O-P-O-L-I-S, propolis. It's a bee propolis from bees. It's a kind of a sticky substance that bees make, and it protects the hives and protects they're probably in the cone. And it's an alternative against, and it promotes an achievement of a more effective immune system. When you need immune response, when your immune response is not sufficient. So propolis is good. Quercetin is good. Cruciferous vegetables are good. Vitamin D. You need vitamin D. They used to, but if you can't get out in the sun, and you need to take vitamin D3 every day to supplement. Resveratrol is also good. That's the extract from wine and grapes, and the way that is used. It has to do with the cell level. It's strong for your immune system. These are things that will build up your... Why not use them? Why? Why not do it? Why not look for these things now online and get yourself strong immune? And that doesn't mean if you build up your immune system, you won't die from something. We're all going to die. We know that. But you want to be as healthy as you can until you die.